Why are some objects described as feminine and others masculine? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anthony Corbeil, professor of classics at the University of Kansas, delves into this question and whether things are changing.
Have you heard the riddle about the boy who was injured in a car accident that killed his father? When the boy is taken to the hospital and rushed to emergency surgery, the surgeon says, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son." This riddle was featured in a 1972 episode of the sitcom All in the Family. It stumped many characters throughout the episode, and only at the end is the solution revealed. The surgeon is the boy's mother. This riddle was meant to expose the false perception that the sex of a surgeon is by default male and not female. When I tell this riddle to my students, I found that over the years it stumps fewer and fewer. In fact, some reply that the surgeon is the boy's other father. The history of this riddle gives insight into something called linguistic determinism, or the notion that the ways in which we use our language has a direct bearing on how we perceive the world around us. In researching ancient Rome, I concentrate in particular on how Latin speakers understand grammatical gender, by which Latin organizes objects and aspects of society into sexual categories. So, for example, Latin speakers assign words to one particular gender. The masculine noun oculi describes eyes, whereas the feminine word arbores is used for trees. Moreover, nearly all abstract ideas in Latin and other Indo-European languages are feminine, a phenomenon that is yet to receive adequate explanation. Now, everybody knows that ancient Rome was a hyper-masculine society, but my research shows how the daily use of grammatical gender also helps reinforce notions of the behavior of men and women. The way we use our language day to day certainly affects how we perceive the world and people around us. But the lesson of the riddle about the surgeon is that this tyranny of linguistic gender can sometimes be overthrown.
That was Anthony Corbeil of the University of Kansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.